Grabbing her cameraman, Tammy had blown out of the studio of WHO Fox in downtown Manhattan for another stupid assignment. But that was what the career of Tammy Terrell had come down to, covering stupid assignments for Fox Network News. She knew that she would just be another blonde covering Cat in the Tree rescues until she got a big break on a big story. As she and the cameraman stepped away from the news van, something told Tammy that this story would not be the charm.
Always a reporter, never an anchor.
Your day'll come, honey. Your day'll come.
The cameraman's name was Bob, or Dave, or something equally trustworthy. Tammy had learned a long time ago never to get attached to a cameraman. They were just glorified valets. It had already been a day since the incident, so traffic had returned to normal at the corner of Broadway and 7th Avenue. Cabs and UPS vans were rolling over a silver spray-painted body outline without even noticing. This was Manhattan, after all. And Tammy, being a New Yorker, was more than willing to be aggressive herself. She strode directly into the speeding traffic as if it didn't even exist.
Look out!
Looks like he fell on his face!
Get out of the street, quick!
But what made the humming?
Forget the humming. Listen to the honking. It's talking to you.
Stepping back towards the sidewalk, Tammy scanned her surroundings. The cameraman lugged his minicam out of the news van and pulled it up onto his beefy shoulder.
They say that if you stand on this corner long enough, anyone you could name will walk by. The guy was struck down about this time yesterday, lunchtime. Maybe someone walking by saw it.
I saw Tony Bennett walk by my apartment last Tuesday. That was my thrill for the week.
Ugh.
Tammy stepped in the path of several passersby with her hand microphone.
Hello, I'm Tamara Terrell, Fox News. I'm looking for anyone who saw the guy who plotzed in the middle of traffic yesterday. Hello? Just a minute, please. If I could have a moment of your...
Keep trying.
Hello, did someone see the guy drop dead? Come on, someone must have seen something. Anyone hear a weird humming here yesterday? Damn it.
Why not try that traffic cop over there?
Why?
Because this is probably his beat.
Excuse me, officer?
Are you from the news?
Tamara Terrell, Fox News. What's your name, officer?
Officer Andy Funkhauser, NYPD Traffic Control. I heard the humming just before the guy platzed.
Was there anything suspicious about his death?
Between you and me, his eyes and brains got eaten out.
But that wasn't in the papers.
They're keeping it real quiet. You didn't hear from me.
We can give you an alias.
You can call me Officer Muldoon.
See anything odd or out of place?
Just a dead guy.
Any police theories you can share with me?
My experienced eyes say a mafia hit.
If it was a hit, there had to be a hit man. See anything or anyone who might have been a hitman?
No, just ordinary people, unless you consider the street vendor.
Wouldn't that be a good hitman disguise?
Maybe. He was giving away candy samples.
What'd he look like?
Tall, thin, wore a Charlotte Hornets cap and team jacket.
Isn't that kind of strange? A Hornets fan and the Big Apple?
Hey, it's New York. Nothing is unusual here.
Point taken. That's all. You can go now.
Officer Funkhauser went back to directing traffic, and Tammy went back to accosting the lunch crowd.
Anyone who saw the death here yesterday gets to be on TV!
Faces brightened, and a crowd of pedestrians moved towards Tammy. Given the mass of people passing around her in the first place, it took only a moment before she was surrounded by helpful citizens.
Oh, I saw him! I saw him!
I did too! He was short and fat!
No, tall and beanpole-y.
Actually, it was a woman.
Okay, forget it, forget it!
Tammy was easily disgusted by the opportunism of her fellow man. And it was times like these that she would briefly regret her decision to get into such a voyeuristic profession. She turned towards her cameraman, looking dejected.
Well, I guess we just pack it in now.
Oh, you sure discourage easy.
It's a discouraging game. I've been in it over 2 years and I'm not rich and famous yet.
Hey, life's an ordeal and you fall into a pine box.
What's that?
Tammy's steely blue gaze fell on the light pole closest to the body stencil. A thick clump of orange and black matter hung from its hood, making her think of some kind of fungus at first. After a few seconds, though, it became apparent that this wasn't just some clump of waste.
What the hell? It's moving. What is that?
It's bees. They're swarming.
Yeah, but that's what I thought too, but bees hum, don't they?
Actually, they kind of drone. Hey, the cop did say that the suspected hitman was wearing a Charlotte Hornets cap.
Yeah, he didn't say suspected hitman. That was your idea.
Shut up! Shoot that light pole.
The cameraman shrugged and hefted his minicam onto his shoulder while Tammy chewed her red lower lip.
It's too much of a coincidence.
What is?
That the hitman would be wearing a hornet's cap on the same site where bees were swarming.
Nobody said those bees were here yesterday.
We don't know they weren't. And there's nobody here to say different.
Okay, I got the shot.
Let's get down to the morgue and see if we can get a look at the eyeless, brainless guy.
Sounds like a Fox story if you ask me. Who knows? This could be a big break.